Master Tangent grew up in a monastery on a cliff above the sea.
The monastery, which is called simply Sea Cliff Monastery, because nobody has ever come up with a better name, sits on the very edge of a tall basalt cliff overlooking the cold water bay of North Shore. The cliff is about 300 feet high. The bay is below it, far below it. The sea is gray most of the year. The wind, even in summer, is cold.
The monks of Sea Cliff Monastery had, and still have, a daily practice. At sunset, every monk who is well enough to walk goes outside. They walk single file along the very edge of the cliff. Their right shoulders are toward the sea. Their left shoulders are toward the monastery. The path along the edge is no wider than a single footstep. The drop, to their right, is 300 feet straight down.
They walk along the edge. They do not walk across it.
This is the practice. It is older than the monastery. It is older than the kingdom. It might be older than the cliff itself, though that, of course, is impossible.
The point of the practice is the touching without crossing. The monks walk where the cliff and the sky meet. They place each foot at the boundary. They do not stray inward, which would be safe but uninstructive. They do not stray outward, which would be terminal. They walk along the line of touch.
Master Tangent, whose given name was Heron, joined the monastery when he was 12. His family had sent him because he had been, even as a small child, unusually still. He could sit for hours without moving. He could watch the sea for an entire afternoon. The local sage said,
"This boy has the cliff-walking temperament."
He did. He walked the cliff every sunset from the age of 12 to the age of 40. That is 28 years of cliff-walking. 28 years of placing each foot at the boundary between rock and sky. 28 years of touching without crossing.
What Master Tangent eventually understood, and he understood it not in any single moment, but over the slow accretion of those 28 years, was that the cliff edge was a geometric primitive.
It was a line. It was the boundary between two regions. To walk it was to approach the boundary as the limit of a series of approximations. Each step was an approximation. Each step was slightly off, slightly inward, slightly outward, slightly off balance. But the average of the steps, taken over a long enough walk, was the line itself. The monks were, by their practice, converging on the cliff edge. We were tracing, with our bodies, the tangent.
A tangent line to a circle is a line that touches the circle at exactly one point and does not cross it. A tangent line can be derived as the limit of a sequence of secants, lines that cross the circle at two points, where the two points are getting closer and closer together. As the two points merge, the secant becomes a tangent. The crossing line becomes a touching line.
Master Tangent saw this for the first time when he was 31. He was reading a borrowed geometry book in the monastery library. The book had a diagram showing a sequence of secants approaching a tangent. He looked at the diagram for a long time. Then he set down the book and walked out to the cliff edge.
The cliff edge is the tangent. The walking paths I have made over 20 years are the secants. Each path crossed in slightly. Each path crossed out slightly. The average of all my paths is the tangent line. I have been doing this exercise all along.
He did not, at the time, know that he would eventually leave the monastery to teach this. But 9 years later, when the Geometry Forge Academy was looking for someone to teach tangent-to-circle problems to children, the academy master had heard about the cliff-walking monks. He traveled to North Shore. He spoke with Master Tangent, who was by then 40, and was beginning to think his knees would not survive another decade of cliff-edge balance.
he invited him to teach.
Master Tangent considered the invitation for 2 months. He spoke with the abbot.
The cliff edge has taught you what it can. The children may need you more than the edge does.
Master Tangent accepted.
He brought, to the academy, 1 straight reed. He cut it himself from the marsh below the monastery before he left. He still has it. It is about 3 feet long. It is perfectly straight. He uses it in class. He places it against a chalk-drawn circle on the board. The reed touches the circle at exactly 1 point. It does not cross.
This is a tangent. The reed touches the circle. The reed does not cross. That is the whole trick. The children always protest. They want to know how you find the tangent. They want a method.
Master Tangent smiles. He is a whip-thin, heron-headed character in a long, pale gray robe. His smile is dry and slight.
The method is patience. You start with a secant, a line that crosses. You move the 2 crossing points closer together. When they merge into 1 point, the line touches without crossing. That is the tangent, the limit of the approach.